If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, one guy we have not mentioned in this discussion, I will allow Kevin, who sent this email, to ask the question, and then we'll break it down. What's up with Ronnie Mauricio? That's Kevin. Well, here's what's up with Ronnie Mauricio. And there are things I'm going to be very wrong about here on the RICO. I will raise my hand and take else. And then there are going to be things I'm very right about on the RICO. Now, when I'm right, and I remind you I'm right, I promise you, I'm not doing it in some kind of like, see, I'm such a genius. No, because trust me, I will remind you when I'm an idiot. In fact, before I brag about being right about anything, I picked the White Sox to get to the World Series 2 years ago on one of our prediction episodes of the Rico Bronya. So I'm a schmuck. There you go. Okay, good. We got that out of the way. I think since November, I have said to you, Hoff, we have got to get Ronnie Mauricio's name out of our mind for a while. Not forever, not ruling him out, but for a while. Because the guy tore his ACL last December. He never got back last year, even to the minor leagues. He had a setback. We finally heard he had a setback. And then even throughout the early part of spring training, and even before spring training began, when Alonso wasn't back in the fold, I kept saying to you guys, I wouldn't think about Mauricio at first. Like, the guy's going to have to go to AAA and hit. I just can't see any way Ronnie Mauricio is a part of this discussion coming out of spring training, right? Then spring training starts, and Mendy admits, we're not going to see him in a game until the middle of March. And so I said, see what I told you? He ain't even playing until the middle of March. No way you could think about this guy in any kind of role to start the season. Now, here, we're in the middle of March. Hello, beware the Ides of March. Mendy reveals there's no setback, but he's not getting into a spring training game. Gee whiz, I'm shocked. Like, Ronnie Mauricio has to go to AAA. And I hope he goes there, and I hope he picks up exactly where he left off when he got us all hot and bothered at the end of 2023. But right now, when we're talking about second base, Acuna versus Beatty, yeah, there's no Ronnie Mauricio. And I think Mendy's announcement, there's no setback, okay, but he's not getting into a game, is a reminder that we almost have to sit back, let Ronnie go to AAA. Hopefully he puts up massive numbers, and hopefully we're having a discussion about calling him up, not because they need him, but because, hey, he's tearing it up so well in AAA. But this is not a surprise. If you expected Mauricio to be a part of second base or DH or third base because Alonso was gone, I think you were being naive. Maybe we see him at some point this season, but I think this is all but confirmed. Ronnie Mauricio's recovery off a torn ACL has not been a great recovery. Doesn't mean he's failed forever, but this has been iffy, to say the least.
No, and I know that you like to go to the basketball analogies, but I'm going to go to a football one. Reminds me very much of Jordan Travis. Like, we can't wait to see this guy. Now, Jordan Travis is different because we saw him in college. We saw a little glimpse of Ronnie Mauricio in the majors. But, like, I just feel that Ronnie Mauricio is going to be the best prospect coming out of the Mets organization. I don't know why, but something about him kind of reminds me a little bit of a Yordan Alvarez. Like, something about him is exciting and it makes us impatient. So yeah, I think the fan base is trying to rush him back more than the team is. I think the team just wants to slow play it because right now they don't need him. I mean, I hate to say that, but it's the truth. You could always use an amazing player, but you don't need him right now.
Well, they don't need him. If Ronnie Mauricio is healthy, guess what? We wouldn't be fighting about Acuna versus Beatty because we'd both be saying Ronnie Mauricio. So
yeah,
need may not be the right word. Like, do they need him? I don't know if they need him, but he would change the dynamic at second base. He just would. And this sucks, man, because he's a young guy who in the end period of a horrible 2023 season, a season that was just all bad, he was the positive. You know, he was the shining light. He was the hope moving forward. You know, he comes up and he hit a little bit. You know, I know he didn't put up massive numbers. He didn't tear it up, but he gave us enough to wet our whistle. And that coming off of the heels of a great year at AAA and coming off the heels of being impressive in spring training, where we all saw him and were like, whoa, Ronnie Mauricio looks like the real deal. And for him to get hurt, and he was tearing up the Dominican, by the way. Like, you ever see his numbers in the Dominican before he got hurt? He was hitting 450.
Ridiculous. Didn't he win the MVP? No, that was the year before he won the MVP for the Dominican League, right?
I'm not sure if he won the MVP. All I could tell you is that he was hitting before he had that mishap between the base paths. So it's a really unfortunate circumstance for him, but I think we got to take a deep breath. I'd be curious to see what position they play him at AAA. Like, does he play second? Does he play third base? Does he play, I'm going to guess right now. I bet you he just DHs. I think they're going to take it. You know, if they're going to take it slow with him, and remember, he's a natural shortstop too, and they did try him out a little bit in the outfield in 2023. Like, they were moving him all over the place in 2023, came up as a shortstop, a little bit of second, very little bit of amount of third, and a little bit of outfield. My guess is he's just going to DH. And I think that's where, if he hits down there, where we'll see him. I think we're going to see him as a designated hitter. Think about it. That role is held down right now by Jesse Winker and Starling Marte. It's not exactly the firmest thing in the world. But yeah, it sucks. It sucks what happened to him. I wish he was a part of the team right now and making an impact right now, but we have to wait.
Yeah, no, and you're right about the Winker Marte thing. But again, I do feel like Winker Marte, I'm going to say this over and over and over, the end of the day, Winker Marte, the combo of those two, it's going to be the best DH the Mets have ever had.
Well, we've only had the DH for a couple of years, so.
And let's go through that list. Daniel Vogelbach, Darren Ruff.
I mean, think about it. I know we had it in 2020, but I make believe that didn't happen. So 22, 23, 24, what do we have? J.D. Davis, Dom Smith, Daniel Vogelbach, Darren Ruff, Daniel Vogelbach, J.D. Martinez. Yeah. By the way, it better be the best DHs the Mets have ever had.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.